Hello, friends. We're continuing now. Externalization of the hierarchy in the very beginning. Program 010A. 4th of July, 2020, and we're on page 37. And we're talking about the focus of the hierarchy upon the mental plane. We're talking in terms of the first three seed groups, and he's telling us how important the seed groups are and why they are important. So we go on. I earlier told you that as the race achieves increasingly a mental polarization, or at least a mental focus, through the developing attractive power of the mental principle, the use of language for the conveying of thoughts between equals or of communicating with superiors will fall into disuse. So this is going to tell us something about the coming telepathic television of the new way of communicating in the Aquarian age. Aquarius has so much to do with invisible powers, normally invisible, and telepathic communication, at least from the outside perspective, is one of those. It develops action at a distance, maybe instantaneous action. How fast does thought travel? That is a question. What is the transmission from here to there when there is here? It will continue to be used in reaching the masses and those not functioning on the plane of mind. Well, the Tibetan, who is a telepath, is using a lot of words to reach us, isn't he? Already, voiceless prayer and aspiration and worship are deemed of higher value than the pleadings and proclamations of voiced expression. It is for this stage in the unfoldment of the race for which preparation must be made, and the laws, techniques, and processes of telepathic communication must be made plain so that they can be intelligently and theoretically understood. So here he's talking about really the value of the first of the C groups, the telepathic communicators. Okay. The method of communication between members of the hierarchy is a tenfold process, and only in the contribution of the 10 groups, the 9 and the synthesizing 10th, will their share in the externalizing process as it is to take place in the world be completed. So behind the slowly externalizing seed groups are much, maybe larger groups, more powerful groups on the inner plane, each of which is linked to higher initiates than will be those who are responsible for the externalizing. So the method, the members of the hierarchy are communicating on these subjects which are embodied in the 10 seed groups. It is, after all, not just a human project, but an hierarchically related project. Now he's going over one after another. This is interesting, isn't it? That voiceless prayer and aspiration and worship are deemed of higher value than the pleadings and proclamations. It's like saying, look, the heart center has greater power than the throat center. And at least in our system, the second ray has greater power than the third, or is meant to, and is gradually taking over the position once held by the third ray in the previous major solar system. So there are these inner groups, and they are much bigger and more powerful than their externalized initial attempts at manifestation. We are part of those outer attempts, and we have to stay in contact with the inner sources of spiritual power that are really, really the sponsors of what we are trying to externalize. From certain angles, the work of the second group, the trained observers, you know, if you're not trained, you just casually look at something and you don't really see, you don't see through, you don't discern. We might say, in a way, these are the discerning observers. From certain angles, the work of the second group is exceedingly hard, harder perhaps than that of any other group, except that which is engaged in political work. In the latter field, the work of the first ray of will or power is beginning to make its presence felt. You know, he says it is a noble thing to be an agent for the imposition of the will of God. So in this, in the field of the political workers, the first ray of will or power is beginning to make its presence felt, and hence the great difficulty. It is a ray that is somewhat shut out of our solar system through a deliberate decision of the solar logos to work on the consciousness aspect, the second aspect. The energy which works out in political activity is not yet understood. The work of the destroyer aspect has been kept relatively in the background, and only during the past century, well, let's say, you know, from 1850 to 1950, approximately, in terms of this writing anyway, has it become definitely active. This became possible because the whole world, practically speaking, was involved, and only in the region or realm of synthesis can the first ray function. Well, this is interesting. Only in the realm of synthesis can the first ray really function, and so the involvement of so many worldwide in this world war made the functioning possible, the functioning of the first ray. This is a point to be remembered, and one that is little grasped as yet. I wonder, he says, if you can appreciate the importance of the two statements anent the first ray found in this short paragraph I oft give you so much real information of which you remain oblivious. He almost has to call it to our attention before we will pay due attention to it. So one of the things is, one sentence is this. Well, let's see. This is an important statement, and let's see if we can find another, or we have to leave it to more discerning people. We started to talk about the second group, which comes more under the second ray, working in the province of the sixth ray, at the dissipation of glamour. It's pretty much using the same chakras as the religious workers, the head, the heart, and the solar plexus. So the work of the destroyer aspect has been kept relatively in the background, and it's emerging because the whole world is, practically speaking, involved. And only in the realm of synthesis can the first ray be really employed. He says he's given us 2 points. Anent, the first ray found in this paragraph, can we isolate these? Well, maybe this is the other one. Maybe. And maybe not. I admit it's harder to locate than than at first might be the case. And this energy is not understood. So it's been kept in the background, and only during the past century, from the time of this writing, has it been allowed to emerge. Probably it was not anticipated during the Romantic period. So the whole world was involved, that's one, maybe. And only in the realm of synthesis can the first ray function, maybe that's two. But it's not exactly obvious. So the second group is wrestling with glamour. The processes of light and their relation to group glamour and to individual glamour form a very close connection. Right illumination, which is another name or aspect of right direction. In certain directions, the light really lies. And when there is the light, we do take the right direction. Right illumination and right direction will take the place of glamour, and the objective, personally considered, of this group of disciples is to bring light into dark places and illumination into their lives. Well, there are so many dark places. It's just natural at our stage of evolution, but on the other hand, the darkness has been increased, made even more of a pall by the efforts of the Black Lodge. So this is the objective before the members of this group. We do have, along with quite a few other disciples, a group that is organized on the pattern of the Tibetans group for the dissipation of glamour. And not only is it not easy work, but it's dangerous work. We could fall victims to the very glamours we are trying to help dissipate. The processes of light and their relation to group glamour and to individual glamour form a very close connection. So the technique of light turns out to be very important. Technique of the presence surrounds it on the upper side, and maybe the technique of inspiration with regard to Maya on the lower side. It's not my intention, he says, to deal with the problem of glamour. With that, I have concerned myself in the instructions to this group, glamour, a world problem. The task of this group of disciples is closely connected with the astral task of hierarchy. This is, at this time, the dissipation of the world illusion. That word illusion, as we know, though it has technically a mental association, is much connected with the plane of glamour as well. Maybe the greatest of all planes of illusion, certainly the strongest of the three personal planes at this time, because of the kind of solar logos we have and its particular stage of evolution, and also because our planetary logos has the soft line soul and is the victim of the glamour of personality, which will accentuate this astral problem. Because after all, our planetary logos is working on the second cosmic initiation. And when we think about human beings who are doing that, we realize they run into a lot of their own glamours and group glamours, which need to be dissipated.